Vanderbilt biologist John Burke studies sunflowers, specifically the environmental effect of inserting a gene taken from wheat into a sunflower. The transgene, as it's called, protects the cultivated sunflower against the disease white mold.
There's a problem with sunflower cultivation in terms of white mold infection. In years when fields are afflicted by it, it tends to have a pretty major effect on sunflower yield. And the chemical control methods for it aren't typically very effective, and they're quite expensive.
But Burke says these artificially inserted genes move from cultivated to wildflowers. The concern is whether the wildflowers might become hardier and more aggressive.
If you have a gene that does wonderful things for a cultivated plant and wonderful things for a wild plant as well, then perhaps it could cause some sort of an ecological release, maybe allow the wild sunflowers, which are fairly weedy pest species, to invade habitats that it's never been in before or to persist in much greater numbers. We were interested in examining what's going to happen when the gene gets out.
Burke says it turns out that the transgene seems to have little impact on the reproduction of wild sunflowers. This is a good example of the need to evaluate the impact of genetically modified plants on a case-by-case basis.
Perhaps a more measured approach where we take these things on a case-by-case basis and assess what effect they may have, both good and bad.
I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.